Gangrene. Season in between 8 and 9, because we haven't decided, right?
Summertime. Summertime.
Right. Episode, let's talk about some non-retired numbers.
Okay.
Episode filler.
Episode, yeah, exactly. Episode
I
filler.
Missed you too. I wanted to get together and talk.
Yeah, welcome back. It's been almost
We've
a solid month.
We've been vacationing, yeah. Well, I mean, Stats and I came in a couple times.
Yeah, well, I was on vacation. I can't be bothered. You know. Listen, guys, I'm going to uphold my union duties.
Okay.
What do you get, 5 weeks for how long you've been here?
Yeah, you get a week every 2 years. So, yeah, about 5 weeks.
Okay.
You know?
Nice.
Something to look forward to. You top out at 5 weeks, though, so that's it. Sorry.
Huh. Yeah. So. Sign up for healthcare tomorrow.
Dr. Nick just takes care of you. He just inspects you.
So anyways, there's been a lot of talk. Well, not really a lot of talk, but there's been talk.
There's been enough talk to keep us going, I guess.
About how the Celtics have a, I believe they call it a metric shit ton of numbers retired, right? Is that what they call it?
Can we? Yeah.
Can we what? Can we say shit ton?
No, metric.
I think so.
Yeah.
We don't use the metric system in America, Kurt.
This is the U.S. of A, Kurt.
Say a yard. No, is that the same thing? That's the same thing.
A yard.
Say a cubic foot.
No.
A cubic foot shit ton.
Okay.
Of stuff.
There's a lot of numbers retired.
Yeah.
And our mother.
Some would say too many.
Yeah.
Crickets. Yeah, that's fine. Let's just get the crickets going.
Yeah, you interrupt me. Our mother website, redsarmy.com, mm-hmm. did a little article about the best players to wear numbers that weren't retired. Mm-hmm. So I had an idea. Let's do the worst.
Why not?
It's really weird that you would come up with this idea, Kurt. It's like really out of character for you to like take a negative perspective off of something that's really kind of cool.
Oh, whatever.
Well, it's fitting.
You guys jumped right on board.
Well, of course. Why wouldn't we? We always support the leader.
So anyways, we're going to...
Unless we're going to kill him.
And we were talking about it. So the way we're going to do this, for those of that you are still listening to us and haven't hit the next
eject
button. Yeah.
The unfollow button.
We decided that it was a little hard to do all the numbers and pick and do a draft and everything. So what we did before the show is we picked six numbers. Right? Five? Six?
Well, we did a starting five plus a six man.
Yeah. Okay. So we picked five numbers. And we're all going to pick another number or whatever. Yep. Continue the discussion. So we're going to do 34. That's 30 and 4, not 34.
Mm-hmm.
7, 11, and 12.
Yeah.
And we're going to go and we're going to pick our who we think the worst. Now, not necessarily worst talented, but, you know, like.
It's just who we thought is the best of the worst.
Yeah.
Or. The worst.
Just the worst of the worst.
The worst.
Just.
Is it the best of the worst? How would you word this? I would say best of the worst.
The opposite of what they did at Reds.
Right. So complete opposite. So this is mirror image red.
That's right. So who? Would you guys want to just jump right into it?
So we flipped a coin before we went on, and Stats goes first.
Okay.
And then we'll just go.
We have a three-sided coin?
We do have a three-sided coin.
That's like some D&D shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And aside that shit, it's really going to be part of the thing now.
You keep that with the $2 bill, right?
Yeah.
The $2 bill and the other thing we were talking about,
Let's talk about the first one. Let's talk about number 30.
30. All right, here we go.
So for this one, I think I have to go with Sebastian Telfair. For many reasons, most of which is unfulfilled promise, general bad attitude.
The commercial alone. Do you remember the commercial?
Oh, yes. Okay. I remember the commercial very well.
It was him and Lucky.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but I remember it. We should
tweet that out real quick.
Yeah, he was.
We can.
He was kind of a representation of that, the futility of that group that we were, like, dreaming on before, you know, 07 happened.
I never liked him, though.
I didn't either. I kind of went with this.
Because Rajon Rondo is clearly, as a rookie, a better player.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was tough. You know, Doc didn't really play him too often.
I'm not sure Doc liked Telfair either, though.
I can see why.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Who did you have for number 30?
I had Troy Murphy.
Another one on my short list.
Nope. Sucked.
Yep.
The reason I picked him is because.
This is a great list, by the way. Because you could just go. Why? Well, because he sucked.
Yeah.
And that's
no,
it.
No, but
there's no explanation. Everyone's like,
do you remember there was like there was talk about Troy Murphy for like 2 weeks leading up to him coming here, and there was a bidding war, if I'm not remembering falsely.
His signature was wanted.
Because it was like the P.J. Brown sort of thing, like he was bought out and he was just sitting around, like the Sam Cassell, that whole like veteran, like post-trade deadline pickup. And I remember people fighting over this guy, and he was going to get us over the hump to win banner number 18. And you know what he did?
Nothing.
I think he did less than nothing.
Less than nothing. Well, no one could possibly do less than nothing than my pick, which would be Rasheed Wallace. Oof. The only thing he did was drink Bud Heavies and gain more weight than what he came with.
This is why I love this number in particular, is because you have three very different kinds of disappointing.
Yes.
You have like someone that like was, you know, young and never lived up to their promise. You have someone that was like supposed to come in and like play a minor role and help and never did. Then you have someone that was kind of expected to kind of carry like an in-between load.
Well,
and maybe had the talent, but like kind of off the court stuff might have kept that from coming through.
In a way, you can kind of see, I guess, what the Celtics were trying to do signing Rasheed Wallace. It was kind of like the 08 of P.J. Brown. You know, the seasoned vet. You know, he's got a lot of basketball under his belt.
Dave and I were in Las Vegas. We were on our barely pre-smartphones. I was on some Nextel with, like, some weird internet. And we were dying. We're like, oh, they went to Rasheed's house. Do you remember this?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's
like, dude, they're at his house. That. He's coming. We were so excited about Rasheed.
You know what? I forgot all about that.
Yeah,
that's
well,
because
you don't like trips with your friends.
I actually love it. I miss him.
Yeah. Well, but you guys are in Vegas, so.
Yeah. I kind of half remember Vegas every time I've gone, so. But you totally get what they were trying to do here with the heavy basketball minutes under his belt, and then it just went by the wayside.
He battled in that game seven, though, I tell you.
Sort of. He battled alcoholism?
he battled that 30 rack?
I mean, you know.
He told the ball boy to go get him another case of heavies, and he was I bet you if
Listen, Bud, don't lie.
I bet you that he was hoping to win to hide his drunkenness. If only.
So, yeah, I mean, any one of those are valid. I mean, if you're listening, feel free to tweet us. Tell us your picks.
Yeah.
If you want to do a different number, you know, that we don't do, chime in.
Yeah, by all means.
That's at Gangrene TV. You can listen to us on iTunes as well, if you're not already.
Check us out on Instagram.
That's right.
Yeah. At Gangrene TV.
And you can call us.
Would you like the number?
Tell us the number, Dave.
It hasn't been shut off. I recently checked it.
Okay.
It's 508-731-GGTV.
Why don't you call that and give us a story about what you were doing when texted?
You could pick any one of these numbers, and like Kurt said, pick your number.
Text us a story about one of your worst players.
Maybe you like Xavier McDaniels at, you know, 31 or, you know.
No, 31's off the board.
No, I'm saying if you pick your own number. I'm just giving people more numbers. Okay, maybe like Shaquille O'Neal at 36. I don't know.
All right.
You know?
So 30, next number up. Dave, why don't we start with you? We're going to do the...
Okay, well, I got a lot of flack for this.
They call that the snake?
The snake. This is how you pick in fantasy.
Right?
Yeah. This is how you pick in fantasy. Yeah. So number four is on the market. Tony Petit, I have. For me,
He was an all right player.
He was an all right. I don't know.
And you know what he did, Dave?
The only good thing he did was save Paul Pierce. Yeah. You want to talk about a 2008 MVP, okay? It's definitely Tony.
Yeah, I don't know how you – I think just on that alone he skates.
and this is where the debate comes in because, yes, I mean, were they dumping a lot of future into him?
He was a solid player on that Antoine Walker team that you guys like.
Right. Was he better in Orlando or was he better with the Celtics?
He was the starting center on that playoff run in 2001.
Yeah. He had to take care of all the interior defense because Antoine was not.
Who brought Pierce to the club? Let's go with this. Who brought Pierce to that club? Was it Tony?
I don't think Tony Petit's telling anyone where to go. Are you kidding
Paul
me?
Paul Pierce told Tony Petit that we're going to the club tonight.
I don't know. Well, whoever, I mean, I'm telling you, he saved him. It's just, I don't know. I feel like there was a lot of. He could have been more. Yeah, so he saved Paul Pierce. Right. So okay. So let's credit Tony with the 2008 ban of 17.
Let's credit Tony with Gangrene, because without Paul Pierce the show doesn't happen.
So let's just invite him over and I'll tell him that he sucks to his face. How's that? All right.
Who'd you have, Kurt?
For number four?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the Jet.
Wow.
Jason Terry.
That was a disappointing one.
It was very...
Guys, he got a tattoo of Lucky.
And
do
here's
you not
what
remember
say,
this?
It worked in Dallas.
It worked in Dallas. Everybody thought it was going to work, yeah.
And here's why I picked Jason Terry. Is there might be worse players on this list talent-wise, but I was like, man, I was hook, line, and sinker for this dude. I was sold.
It was more like hook, line, and stinker.
I was like, forget Ray Allen.
That's a bad joke.
Jason Terry.
I haven't been
and Courtney Lee.
Yep.
Way better than one Ray Allen, right?
It was like if we take three chances, one of them might be.
And no, but I was convinced that they were going to be a better team with Jason Terry than they were with Ray Allen. I don't know why. I was totally convinced. And that was definitely the worst year of the new three.
Are you thinking that Jason Terry coming to the team was because he was, I mean.
He didn't do a lot of flying that year. Let's just say
right,
that.
Because he won in Dallas, so maybe it's like, okay, here's another experienced guy that might come
out
and help us out.
Yeah, I thought it was
going to
be great.
Now that we lost Tony Allen.
I liked his attitude. I mean,
my thing with him is I don't know. It's kind of weird because it's not like he's gone on to do nothing. You know, he's still playing. He's in Houston, or he was last year anyway. It's kind of like, was it the situation that didn't really lend itself? Was it like a bad shooting stretch, you know?
I think that team just...
It didn't gel. It never did.
Yeah, that team was just done.
It had a lot of pieces that didn't fit.
Which brings us back to Dave's Rasheed Wallace pick. Like, that was the year, man.
Yeah, that was, and when you get to game seven, I mean, kind of 50-50 at that point.
Yeah.
When you're a Celtics fan, every year is that year.
I went kind of a different route with this. I went J.R. Giddens.
Okay.
Because I just feel like, I don't know, I don't know if it was a bad draft pick or if it was kind of unfulfilled promises or, you know, I kind of expected more from him or something. But, I mean, I can look back on Jason Terry and Tony Battee and kind of be like, well, Jason Terry didn't really have a chance. Tony Battee had his good moments. But J.R. Giddens, I can't really even.
In J.R. Giddens' defense, he was behind Paul Pierce.
Yeah, and Ray Allen, and I get that, but it seems like, I don't know if it was, it just seemed like, you know, he had talent that just went to waste.
I think that happened a lot with Doc Rivers.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a tough rotation to break through for a couple of years there.
And Doc didn't like kids.
No, that's understandable, but it just seemed like, you know, he had some opportunity and he didn't really take advantage of it.
Where did he go afterwards? I don't remember where he went.
He went to New York? He went to the Knicks. And he played only 11 games, then he was out of basketball. That was it. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2010, he was done for.
Yeah, and that's kind of my thing is it's like, I don't know if it's really a indictment on J.R. Giddens or if it's an indictment on Danny to, like, waste picks on that kind of thing.
Didn't he get in trouble for, like, a DUI or something in 2000?
No, that was Gabe Pruitt.
Gabe Pruitt.
Yeah. That's who it is. Yeah, that's right, because Giddens wasn't on the 08 roster, champion roster. That's right.
I think good old Gabe was number 13, right?
Yeah.
Delonte West.
I think next on the list we had number seven.
Seven. You want me to go start this one off?
Yeah,
start
it your off. Turn.
I have two players for this one, but I'll just pick one, and I'll go I'm going to go Jermaine O'Neal.
I actually want to hit both of them.
Mikey Moore and Jermaine O'Neal.
Man. Mikey Moore had hair as thick as trees.
I know, but.
I had Mickey Moore because he was kind of my Troy Murphy, like, brought in here to do a job and never really did
it well.
So
I'll go with Jermaine O'Neal then.
Yeah, but Jermaine O'Neal's kind of the same thing. Brought in here to kind of be.
He got paid, though.
He got paid heavy, too. And that's why he's on my list.
He went
as
home
well.
And, like, wasn't he, like, tweeting out, like, Fruity Pebbles and stuff? And, like, he just wouldn't show up to play. He was awful. And then I think the next year, he was here for 2 years? Was it 2 years? Or
he was
two
here
years.
More than 1 year, at least.
Yeah. And he, like, ugh.
Yeah, he's one of those, I don't know if it was a bad character thing or if they didn't do their homework that way. I don't know what it was, but it just didn't, you know, personality didn't fit with the team.
Yeah, that team, maybe it was
They never
maybe it was Paul and KG. I don't know. Maybe it was Rondo. Like, who knows?
But they never had another guy. It was kind of a different discussion. But they never had another guy, it seems like, that came in here with James Posey or Eddie House's attitude.
Right.
That was kind of like team first, like win, you know, that kind of attitude. They never really
brought
in another guy that was like that, to my recollection.
You know, the thing with Jermaine O'Neal, too, you have to really take in consideration is a lot of people really kind of dumped on him right from the start. Ever since his days in Indiana with the Malice at the Palace, a lot of people just had
– damn good player
in
Indiana.
He was a good player. But right after that fight, I mean, everybody's reputation took a big hit. And I think he was one of them. He kind of went to that, you know, that whole bad boy thing where it's like, okay, well, after a while – well, what was the Malice fight? 04?
It was after Detroit won.
So we're talking maybe 06.
05, 06.
So, I mean, like, O'Neal hung out in Indiana until at least 08, until he was traded to Miami. Or I don't know if he was traded or he was free agent or whatever, but he went down 08 and then he came here. But, I mean, like, when he was here, I know me personally, I was like, oh, this is the Malice. This guy's a loose cannon. I don't know what he's going to do. And then it turned out it did nothing.
I think I was optimistic about him because he didn't – the thing with all those players is like, all right, well, he doesn't have to be the guy.
I think you said it earlier today. He kind of gets thrown into that category on the Celtics as the Jeff Green, where it's like this guy's out and Jesus.
Yeah, well, listen, let's not talk about Jeff Green right now.
it's one of those things where it's like I can't like this guy. I couldn't like him the two seasons he was in Boston. I couldn't like him. I tried many times. I just couldn't get behind him.
All right, so we already know y'all's stats. Let's talk about him a little bit more. Is there anything else?
Mickey Moore,
yeah.
I don't know, just kind of the same thing. I mean,
you know
I just remember Tommy.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
surprise.
No shock.
Surprise.
You know, just kind of the same thing, just kind of, I don't know if it was the wrong guy, the wrong situation, but it just seemed like it was a bad fit. Like the guy was brought in here to do a job on a team that was close to winning a championship and wasn't really able to do it.
Did he have like a snake tattoo or something? Am I remembering this correctly?
You know what? You might kind of remember snakes.
Okay. Like, I'm going to have to look
that
there
were
up,
several times we made fun of him.
You see, this is the kind of thing where it's like, you know, if a guy's really into snakes, it's kind of like a red flag. Like, I don't want to hang out with that guy, you know? I'd hope that they'd have, like, those kind of same things when they're, like, talking to a guy about...
It's kind of like a guy with a neck tattoo and a cigarette behind his ear. He may or may not have been to prison and will eventually get there. I don't know.
Law of averages.
Well, I work in a very close-minded. Listen, I work in a very special place where 9 times out of 10, the guy with the neck tattoo and the cigarette behind the ear has been to jail.
Solomon's Tap?
No, well, yes, in the other place.
I can't speak for the neck tattoo thing, but have you ever met anyone that was like really into snakes that you really like best friends with?
In fact, yes.
Yeah, what a complete shocking surprise.
I also have friends with neck tattoos that smoke, so
well,
I mean.
Well, they probably have been to jail and or are on their way.
Stand-up dudes.
You're thinking about one of them who could possibly go
no,
to jail, aren't you?
I don't think
you?
I have any
you
friends
are.
That went to jail.
Not yet.
Okay.
I mean, life is not over
All right,
yet.
Who is yours, Dave? Who's your, what number are we on? I'm totally
we're still on 7.
Jermaine
O'Neal. I also
have
Jermaine.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. So
let's move on to number 11.
All right. Who do you got?
I had Marcus Banks.
Ooh.
Okay.
Marcus Banks to me was.
Now, before you start, number 11 is a big list.
That's why we picked these particular numbers.
You have to think of the people that acquired number 11. In the Celtics history, so
we'll go through a few more, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but number 11 for me, for Marcus Banks, it just seemed like another guy that was here that had a lot of promise. I mean, he was so fast, he was great in transition, and it just seemed like, you know, it wasn't a talent thing that brought him down, you know, and that's frustrating as a fan to think that a guy, you know, it seems like just doesn't. Can't put it together on the court or off the court.
He was fast.
Oh, yeah, he was fast. And that was the main thing with me is, like, he was so exciting at times, at a time when they weren't exciting at all.
Right.
And then to have him just kind of, like, peter out like he did and end up getting traded and, like...
I wanted him to succeed so bad.
Yeah, I mean...
And if you remember the time, it was well before, like, the KG and, like, we...
Yeah.
we were just clamoring for something. So it's like, oh, this guy.
Yeah, you build up whatever little you have.
Exactly.
And it, you know, that's not his fault necessarily either. So, you know, it's not totally on him. But for me, it just, I had to put him on the list because he just sticks out to me because, you know, it seemed like he could have done even more.
He actually jumped off the page to me, and I had two on this one, too, that I wasn't quite sure. So I will go with my other one, and it's his predecessor, Shamon Williams, where we only spent 1 year. Kind of the same thing. Like, again, this falls back on, like, my obsession with point guards for some reason. You know, and I was like, oh, this guy's going to be good. This guy's going to be he can shoot pretty well. Like, he's going to be good, you know. And I don't think anyone else was building him up except myself.
You have to think about that trade as well. I mean, we were still in the mindset. Shamon Williams is on my list for number 11 as well. But you have to think about that trade. He came to the Celtics with Vin Baker. So you kind of like –
it was coming off the Conference Finals.
Right. And like, okay, so now we're getting rid of Kenny Anderson and we're getting Vin Baker and Shamon Williams. I mean, if you just stop and think about it a minute, you hear Vin Baker, you're like, oh, man, yeah, hell yeah. You know? At the time, right?
No, I was a Rodney Rogers guy.
But little did we. But you got to think about that Seattle team,
Wick.
Too.
Wick would have signed Rodney, I think.
So, I mean.
I don't know.
So, I mean, you had the hopeful mindset of Williams coming out and doing it, but I think he only played like 50-some-odd games, and then that was it for us. So,
well, 11, I kind of bookended.
Who else was on 11? Just interesting names that jumped
out.
Glenn
Davis.
There's
a lot of them. Yeah.
Big Baby was on there. It depends on
Dana
Barros, depending on where you want to go.
Sasha Pavlovich. Courtney Lee was also a disappointment.
Yeah.
Evan Turner.
Courtney Lee is another one like Jason Terry. It seems like he's gotten it together elsewhere, and you kind of wonder if it was like a Celtics thing.
Yeah, that Memphis team is.
He does good for them, too. Pavlovich was the one that I was like, man, I want to put him on here. I don't know if it was because he was a Laker or what. It just seemed like, you know, his time here was very abrupt and very forgettable.
Yeah.
So the last number
For now, is 12.
12.
All right.
For this one, I kind of looked it over and – the one name that jumped at me was Von Wafer.
Me too. Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
I'm sorry to stop you again.
I picked someone 12.
12 is a very giant
list,
too.
It's deep.
Well, the problem is there's no numbers on the Celtics. That's why
I'm not talking about like a lot of people wore 12. I'm saying there's a lot of shit players that wore 12. Okay, so.
But Von Wafer, for me, I don't remember a ton about him. I have
fought
a very.
He someone, didn't he?
Did he?
Didn't he fight like Avery Bradley or someone like that?
He might have.
There was a locker room fight between him and Avery Bradley.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I just remember like
I think it was 2011.
I don't know if it was Avery Bradley. It was somebody.
Well, I remember the fight. It was either Delonte West, wasn't it?
Oh yes, it was. Yes,
that's right. Delonte West. Didn't he break his hand on his face?
I don't remember.
No,
I think
Delonte West broke his hand on the court. But there was I think it was right during either preseason or there was some kind of, I know it wasn't like a game, locker room game type thing. I think there was either preseason or they were at practice or something. They got into the fight in the locker room, and that story came out like that. I mean, that was fast story.
But I just remember Von Wafer getting way too many minutes and just flailing the ball up there. I think he must have shot like less than 20% or something, or so it seemed when he was here.
How did he get so many minutes?
That was the thing. It was like, it wasn't just that he was like not good. It was that he played a ton. Like, I think injuries
that?
Or something?
Yeah,
was it Paul Pierce that was out or something like that?
I don't know.
Ray Allen, maybe?
Well, Delonte West broke his hand that year. Was he covering for him?
Maybe.
They were fighting for the same job, weren't they?
Maybe. But still, I mean, it's 2011. You still got like everyone here. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. I mean, you had Big Baby was here. You still
had. You know what? The more we do this, the more I'm digging into the – we have to do a whole show where we dig into the problems of that era of Celtics. They won in 2008, and then it just never clicked
again. It just seemed like a lot of the guys they brought in, they just missed on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean –
it happens. You know, no, you're not going to hit 100, but you're not going to hit 1,000 or whatever. But
all right, so who's going next, me or you, Dave?
I can go. I mean, I have a solid – pick at number 12, but there are Just right. Looking over at this list.
I'm going to tell you who mine is.
All right.
Mine's Dominique Wilkins. And here's why.
No, is because, that is great.
Because Dominique Wilkins is like the epitome. Now, Dominique Wilkins, fine player, Hall of Famer.
The human highlight reel.
That great game against Bird, right, in the playoffs. Was it a playoff? I think it was a regular season game, but they went at it,
right.
You know, back and forth. Fine player. That signing was the epitome of post-Larry Bird era Celtics up until, 2007, I guess,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
It was just like, but before, probably 2000, like the 2000s.
Yeah, probably.
It was the epitome of like the 90s.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, well, here's a name.
Let's get seat fillers. That's all that was.
Here's a name. This is
got to fill that Fleet Center.
Dominique Wilkins can't play.
You have so many. I mean, that's a discussion by itself.
I caught the reference, by the way.
Yeah. That's a discussion all by itself. Like the Celtics just took those players
right.
Of just like way past their prime, and like I guess they kind of still do it. They did it with Shaquille O'Neal, they did it with Dominique Wilkins, Xavier McDaniels.
But I mean, at least just, with Shaquille O'Neal, you had recently won. Dominique Wilkins was just like, again,
right. You haven't won anything in 10 years.
One point in time, fine player. It was just like it epitomizes that whole like
right.
Debacle of a 10-year period where.
And that's a slight sellout on Dominique's behalf, too, because it's like, hey, whoever's going to pay me, I'll go.
It's not his fault.
You had so much beef with the Celtics in your whole career, but you're like, ah, the hell with it. I'll just go with the Celtics. Yeah. So that's a good pick, though. I like that one. That's,
well, thank you.
You know, it's funny that you kind of forget the Dominique came
you
to
try.
Boston. Yeah, you definitely try. So for me, I have Allen Ray as my solid one.
Okay.
All right. But, I mean, you also
– you're okay player.
You also have to think about, like, Henry Walker. I mean, then there's, like, Landry. I mean, Yvonne Wafer is beautiful. It's just – there's a laundry list of 12s that just suck. But for me, it's got to be – I'm going Allen Ray.
All right.
It seems to be a little bit of a cursed number because there's a ton of recent ones, too.
Yeah.
There's two
– Tayshaun
like Juwan Johnson and the other Chris Johnson and – bunch of other ones, right?
Marshawn yeah. Brooks, DJ White, Juwan Johnson, Tayshaun Prince, Dwight yep. Powell.
Some of those guys had that number for less than 6 months, right?
Yeah, I mean, Landry.
Bruce Bowen. I mean, there's
way
just
back, yeah.
there's
yeah.
so many players. I mean, Chris Herron.
Yeah.
Chris Herron wore number 12.
Best guess we ever had. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, definitely. But
don't tell the rest of the guys.
I don't want, that's the thing. I don't want to insult the other guys.
So we were going to pick one other one that we thought was interesting,
yep.
right?
Yeah, I got a few, but I don't know who to pick.
All right, well, I got a solid one.
All right, go ahead.
I have number 0, Eric yep. Montross.
Hate on him.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Right off the bat.
I remember watching that draft and being pissed.
Right, right.
For some reason, I don't remember why, but I didn't like him at North Carolina.
It's just he wasn't.
Was the Fab Five still playing? That's probably why I hated him.
We're talking what 94 NBA draft. He was so.
But I didn't like him for some reason. Yeah. He was wasn't that like the number 2 pick or 3 pick or something like that?
No, he was the 9th pick.
Oh, so.
So I mean, we had kind of a. I mean, I guess. I mean, the draft kind of goes the same way as it always yeah. been, but like I mean. Jason Kidd. I mean, this is like the Jason Kidd, Grant Hill,
okay.
Glenn Robinson draft. So it's like, all right, so really there's nobody. You could have picked Jalen Rose.
Ah, see, I would have loved to. Maybe that's why I was pissed.
You know, there's just looking over this list, I mean, there's not like, I don't know, there's not like a
anyways,
bunch of names.
Anyways, he sucked.
Like, he sucked. He
just
sucked.
Just like you
hated
said in the show. That's just a fun exercise.
Think about Jalen Rose. I mean, wouldn't that have been great?
Yeah, I
mean,
I would have loved it.
If only.
Huh? We would have retired number 5.
Well, and then Kevin Garnett may have never came. I don't know. What if?
That's
what
a little dig.
Yeah, I know. So, who else? Who's up?
So, I had for mine, I picked, I think it's number 40, Joseph Forte. That just kind of epitomized an era to me as well. The 2001 draft, you know, taken pretty late in there, but still just, I mean, I think he was on the team for a year. before he got traded. He was in the NBA for less than 2 years.
Yep.
You know, just kind of he was the first guy that I just remember. It seemed like a distinct era in my life where I could be like, I could really remember the guys before they were in the NBA, and he was one of the first where I was like, him? Really?
Yeah.
You know, like I really distinctly remember like the Carlos Boozer, Mike Dunleavy, Duke team, and I think that was around the same time as like they were playing the Joseph Forte UNC team, and I was like, no one's gonna draft this guy. Like whoever does is a, and then the Celtics draft him, and I was like, oh, geez. So Joseph Forte holds a special place in my Celtics heart for many reasons.
Now I have another one that holds.
By the way, that is actually funny. Because that is the trade that brought Vin Baker and Shimon Williams, because he was traded with Kenny Anderson to Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it kind of just wraps up. Like there was a just giant error of garbage. Like it was just a crap season. It was a crap
bad,
time.
Bad for bad.
It was
in that
bad.
Case.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like looking back at it, you know, 15 years later, it was bad for bad.
So I thought about going Vinny Baker, but.
Yeah. But you liked the story about how he's a manager at Starbucks now.
Yep, saves man. Yeah.
You know, maybe we can go to Seattle and get a discount
coffee. Someone that gets me a little bit more fired up than Vinny Baker, I'm going to go with number 44, Yuri Welsh.
Because
that guy.
I think this is a Welsh jersey floating around the studio somewhere.
That guy sucked.
Yeah.
And what made it worse is I didn't know about him before, and I guess I was dumb at the time because – maybe it was Danny Ainge on the radio. I don't know. Someone got it in my head that he was the next Peja Stojakovic, whom I kind of had a crush on Peja Stojakovic. And I was like, awesome. This guy's the next Peja. This is going to be great. All I can remember about Yuri Welsh is the wrap that he put on his hand for, I don't know if he burnt himself or did something. Or
My strongest memory.
But he dribbled out of bounds, I think, like, twice every, a game.
He did that a lot.
Every time he got the
all
ball,
I,
wasn't
if you
it?
Say Yuri Welsh, all I can picture is him outside of the three-point line dribbling the ball out of bounds and, like, turning it over. That's all I can remember.
I distinctly remember Yuri Welsh for a lot of reasons, one of which was I remember, like, one of the first games he was here, I was watching the game with, I think, my dad, and I remember being like, that guy is, like, a ghost out there. Like he's like see-through color. And then I remember my dad being like, maybe they think he'll get lost on screens or something. Like to the extent of like, you know, no one knows where he is on the court because he's pretty much see-through.
Right.
That was really my strongest memory. And the dribbling out of bounds thing, it seemed like he had a really bad handle. He reminded me a lot of Ray Allen on Fast Break, so it was a disaster waiting to happen.
But I think they let him run the point a little bit, too.
I think that was part of the problem, because he was asked to do a little bit too much.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was a weird time in the NBA where they were trying to play a little bit big, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know, we traded him for – we got him for a first-round draft pick who later became Delonte West.
I do like Delonte West. Sorry, Yuri. I take it all back.
Yeah, but this is a fun exercise. I would recommend it to anyone at home if they want to have a trip down memory lane to Dan Dickow, who also made my list. Who else did I have on here? Danny Fortson, name I haven't heard in a long time.
Oh, what, can
my
I throw
favorite, Vitaly Potempko, who I did not know played for the Celtics for that long.
Really? Yeah, he was
like,
awesome.
Looking at his stats, I was like, oh, my, why did he
where the hell was
minutes?
He?
Like,
I think Tommy wanted him around.
I would explain it, I guess, but
I have an honor. I had a couple. I had Patrick O'Brien on my list. I had Vinny Baker on my list.
Yeah.
Patrick O'Brien sucked, as everyone listening to us knows. Yeah.
Patrick O'Brien's greatest contribution is when he got hazed his rookie year, and they filled his car with popcorn while he was in practice.
I remember that. Nobody said Fab Mello.
Yeah, so bad.
I mean,
but
real quick, Yuri Welsh. Traded to the Celtics for Antoine Walker, your other favorite player.
Maybe that's
crap for crap.
Is this a thing? Like in 15 years, are we going to look back on like today and being like, there were a lot of like bad players traded for a lot of bad players?
Yeah.
It seems like
that's
does that just not happen anymore?
Every single person on this list was traded.
But
crap
you guys
for crap.
Love Antoine.
I didn't love him. I love the idea that he lost him emotionally.
I don't love him.
I think I love the idea that he lost $110 million.
I'm not going to teach my son how to play basketball like Antoine Walker.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to show my son how to wiggle every time he scores a basket.
I'm going to show him how to wiggle, but I'm going to show him Paul Pierce and then cut to Antoine Walker walking down.
All right.
I have an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Number 60 and waist size 60.
Oh.
Sweetney.
Sweetney. Never made the team.
And that's why he's not on this list, because he was only preseason.
Yeah.
But that guy.
That guy had a lot of potential.
He's a hoot.
I mean.
I wish he would make the team for a whole year.
If he. I mean, it gives guys like me hope that one day you can play professional basketball.
Yeah, God bless him. I poke fun, but.
No.
He was wearing a Celtics jersey, and I'm. Public access studio.
He got his Celtics jersey for free. Well, you have to buy yours.
Yeah.
So. Well, that was fun. That was a good.
That was really fun. Was I think we've been talking for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Feels like it.
Nick, has it been 3 hours?
So, any other news you guys want to talk about? Any other news you guys want to talk about?
Sadly, Flip Saunders diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you didn't bring that up first.
I know. Well, I figured.
Because now everything else we talk about is going to sound like.
Well, I didn't want to go hatred on the whole.
Well, I was going to mention the Michael Jordan, Larry Bird thing.
Yep.
You know, the Larry Bird, LeBron James continuing
that
saga.
That is hot topic right
now. Yeah, I will take Larry Bird every day.
I feel like every day there's something.
No,
on
you take LeBron James?
Am I just not
over Larry
Am I just
Bird?
Not reading any? I don't know anything of what you guys are talking about.
It's.
Larry and James. It was Bird and James.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go back to your scotch, Captain. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, this meant some things happened. The schedule was supposed to come
out
today.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for the schedule.
Can I tell you, I cannot wait. I love the summer.
Yeah.
I do. It's nice weather. You used to get to do some fun things.
Yeah.
Like
what? What do you do? What do you do when we're not around?
You know, I used to do stuff.
Nah, you don't do anything anymore. You're a father of two. Well,
that's correct.
Four.
So, I'm looking forward to the Celtics season.
Mm.
I want to go home and turn the Celtics on. I want to go to Legends and have a fine meal.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it really comes down to.
A fine
to.
Meal, which consists of beers.
There's fine food
pizza,
at Legends.
Pizza at halftime.
There, Legends is a good time.
I want a crowd at Sully's because
I want to come visit you at Sully's.
I want
go have a
to
fine
come
meal
visit
at
me Sully's.
Watch some basketball. Make the guy next to me pissed off that he's sitting next to some negative fan. And then go home.
I want
to
see Section 328 come in and cause another fight like the last
do you guys,
game.
Do you guys know that I've been to more than one game where the guy next to me gets ticked off at me?
That's surprising because you're a very likable guy.
That's not surprising as someone that sits next to you all the time.
I just voice my opinion about what's happening on the court. They don't seem to think it's true.
You have to understand that for a lot of people going to a game, they don't really care what happens, especially now that they're not good.
Right, but I like to voice my opinion of their even.
You
maybe
know,
you need to work on volume.
Okay.
You know that Green Team have the craziest. I mean, I'm in that category,
I'm
too.
I'm a Celtics fan.
No, as am I. I've done
but
the
I
show
like
for
to,
nine plus years.
I will voice my opinion if there's if I don't agree with it. Anyways.
No one's even discovered me yet. 9 years. Hey, I'm out there. 508-731-GGTV. Give me a call.
Give us a call. If you have any other worst Celtics you'd like to discuss, hit us up on Twitter. Send us a picture on Instagram. Tag us in a picture of Instagram of, I don't know.
Us? Tag a picture of us.
I don't know. Maybe.
Pick your favorite player.
Eric Riley. I don't remember him, but.
Pick your. How about this? Go out there on the Twitter, on the Instagram, on Facebook, and go out there and find your worst player. Let us see it.
Purvis Ellison. None of us picked him. I don't know what number.
Popeye Jones.
There's some bad players on this team.
We could just keep going with this. I mean,
so tweet us up.
Greg Steensma.
I think I like the Instagram idea, too, of just like tagging us in pictures of bad Celtics.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, right?
Yeah, don't tell us who it is, and we will have no idea. It'll be a fun game.
It'll be really fun.
Etuan Moore.
I didn't mind Etuan. Yeah, it's that point guard thing again.
Kevin Pickman. This just goes on. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. So, all right. We will. Are we coming back next week?
Yeah.
Talk about the schedule, maybe?
Yeah, we can talk about the schedule.
No. 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now.
You guys can be here. I'm out next week.
All right. To be determined.
All right. Well, join us next week.
Okay.
We'll have the statsogram, stats hologram up.
Okay. All right. Stay infected. Thanks for listening. Peace.